Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Minister Sanders. Today is February 15th, 2015. A few days ago, I had a discussion with an atheist. And it wasn't very, in-depth, but it was in-depth to a certain degree. As you know, most atheists, they just, they don't believe in God. They I've heard a lot of them say that, you know, the world would be better off. Now, I want you to listen to that now. The world would be better off without religion. Now, they didn't just specify Christianity. They just said religion. But in most cases, they really want to sort of zero in on Christianity. But people need to, when you hear statements like that, especially if you're not an atheist, you know, your ears need to perk up. You need to listen, you need to think, and you need to read between the lines. Because see, back in the beginning of before World War II, back in 1939, 38, 39, on up to 1940, Hitler was getting organized before he started the war, the World War II, he was preaching the stuff about the world would be better off without Jews. So these, when you hear these atheists and so forth, whatever these people are, they may be atheists, they just may be, you know, they're gay and lesbian or whatever organization. If it's them, whoever it is, anytime you hear somebody say, the world would be better off without religion. So that means they feel that the world would be better off without people who practice or believe in religion. So they, in their mind now, their mindset that they've just said that Christians and anybody who has any kind of religion should not be on the planet, should not be in the world. That's what he said now. The world would be better off. Now, he and I, when we were discussing this, we were just discussing certain things. He wasn't just discussing, you know, atheism. You know, is there a God or whatever. But this is what he teaches, and this is what his followers, or whoever he follows, teaches. And he said a profound thing that I thought, well, it did. It impressed me very much. Because I don't follow these guys too much. You know, sometimes I just find out what they're talking about or what they discuss. You have to find, if these people are your enemy, in which they say that the world be better off without you or your religion or any religion, then they're your, then I don't think you could I don't think you could send a clearer message than that. You know, if I have a neighbor, if I'm disputing with my neighbor, or the neighbor disputing with me about something, and he come to me, or I go to him, he come to me and says, you know, I think the world would be better off without you. So in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe this guy is gonna try to, you know, he's gonna try to take me out. You know, it wouldn't take very much for him to get to the point where he would, well, I'd say take me, I'd kill me, I'll put it that way, assassinate me or whatever. You know, let's just call it what it is. So this is what he said. So I think, I'm not sure, I can't speak for all atheists, but I hear a lot of them say the same thing, and when you one say it and everybody, all the rest of them says amen, that means that they are going to try to eliminate. Now see, it's not just religion, because religion is a, you know, just a religion is not anything just by itself. It has to be people. It has to be followers. It has to be folks. Has to be practitioners. So he's talking about whoever believes in whatever religion, and most of it here in America, he's talking about Christianity. Now, I will be the first to say, and I always say, that there is a lot of hypocrisy in so-called Christianity, because everybody who say they're Christian, they're not Christians. And if these atheists and these other people or whatever would read, they superficially read the Bible. If they would read the Bible, they would know that a lot of the people that they're talking about are not really Christians anyway. You know, they're Christians in name, but they don't practice real Christianity. So, I admit that. Just like a lot of people who say they're probably atheists or whatever, you know, they don't adhere 100% to whatever they people supposed to believe in. But you know, he's gonna lump all people into the same category, and I'm not gonna apologize for what I believe in. You know, if he, you know, he doesn't apologize for what he believes in, and neither am I. But I think people need to wake up, and I see every day more and more and more. If you will notice, and I don't know why people have not noticed, the public school system. You can teach and say just about anything in the school, but you can't, you know, they don't even want you to mention the name God or Jesus. Your kids can get expelled from school. Your kids can get kicked out of school for saying something. I think I've said this once before. I may not have, but anyway, I'm going to say it again. Some weeks ago, it was a kid was expelled from middle school because one of his classmates, he was sitting behind one of his classmates or in front of whatever. And that classmate, little classmate, I don't know, she's about 9 or 10 years old, sneezed. Now listen to this good. This little kid sneezed. And the other kid says, bless you. man, the teacher, I mean, it was just like somebody had called in a bomb threat to the school. She stopped everything, the whole class, and says, "Young lady, you go to the principal's office." And they took her to the principal's office, and they expelled her from school, and they even shut down the kids had the middle school, whatever class that was in, they had a website, or the teachers had a website. They even shut the website down. Now, can you imagine that? Now the kid didn't even the kid didn't say excuse me. Kid didn't say anything about God. Excuse me. He didn't say anything about Jesus. She just said, "Bless you." You know, I've heard that a lot of times. All my, you know, time coming up, kid, somebody would sneeze, somebody would say, "Bless you." Now, let's look at the hypocrisy of this whole thing. Now, this is what our schools have gotten to. We've got these atheistic governments up there telling you that, you know, you can't even mention God. You can't have they'll say, well, you, certain things, if it's pertaining to God or somebody, you can't have a T-shirt or whatever that says anything. You know, it's offensive to some people. Yeah. Hey, maybe they're offensive too. You know, they're offensive to me. Now you can. Now I tell you what they can do. These schools, they can get some of these filthy mouth rappers, or some group up here with acid rock group or whatever to entertain the kids, and they saying everything. Now they can say God. These people can say God, but it has to be, you know, with the D on the end of it. They can say that, but you can't say God any other way. You know, kind of with no kind of respect or whatever like that. No, you can't say that. You get expelled from school, but now you can say, you know, GD. That's fine. And you can, you know, you can curse up a storm. But basically, if you say anything about God or Jesus or what have you, you're in trouble. Now, this is the school system that we have today. This is the government-run school system. Now, I'm going to stop for a minute, and I'm going to kind of get off of this guy, what we was talking about, this atheist, and I'm going to show you, because I've been trying to say this a lot, and I'm going to keep saying it, and I keep repeating it over, and I'm going to bring it up every chance I get. This is where we are headed. This new world order, this one world order, this is what we're headed for. Now, these few people who wants to run the entire world, they have sat down and they have come up with this plan. It's been in the works for a long time, but you have to. They've been working, you know, some have died. The younger ones is, you know, taking over. And the plan is to dumb students down and to change the, I say, morality, I guess, because there is none, basically. And they have to do it kind of over generations, because when I say this, the stuff I'm talking about now, that Hitler and his bunch started saying that the world was better off without Jews. See, a lot of people don't even know anything about what happened in World War II. There's hardly no history, not anything in depth about it. And so they don't know how it started. And see, that's what is brainwashing comes in. You get a generation that don't know the past, and you hide it from them, and whatever you put before them, if they're not taught any better, they believe that this is, you know, that's the way things are supposed to be. And so the school system now, just say if it's the school system now, you can crank out a bunch of students in this generation, probably from the 60s. Matter of fact, some of it started back in the 60s, and the hippies and so forth. And you start teaching them certain things, and then they teach their children the same thing, you know, that it's all right to do this, it's all right to do that. And you got this other thing too, you know, about lesbians and gays and so forth. You got to be politically correct. You know, don't say this, don't say that. You hurt these people's feelings. This is offensive to them or what have. So you can't. I mean, a kid have to almost apologize in the schools for being straight. Yeah, you just almost have to apologize for being straight. Now, they can brag about, you know, being gay and this and that and president and all about everybody. Yeah, but you better not say anything about, you know, you being straight. Then they'll say, well, you discriminate against them, you whatever. You know, they whimping and whining. But they can talk about you and say, you know these religious nuts and these whatever. They could do that, but you can't say anything. And it's kind of strange that people can, you know, they can talk and they can speak, but you can't. The same law that's supposed to protect them, I guess it doesn't apply to you. Let me say this. Last week, when was it? I'm not sure. Was it? It was about the, I don't know, 9th or 10th. Last week, Monday or Tuesday. Some guy, I think it was in Nashville or near Nashville, he killed 3 people of a Muslim family. 3 people. Now, he is supposed, according to the news source, he was an atheist. I don't know whether an atheist or just a bigot. But he killed, now he was students. He was a student, I think, in a family. It was a female and 2 more, another student, I think it was a Muslim. And he killed them, and according to news sources, it's supposed to be a dispute, sort of an ongoing dispute about a parking space. I don't think it was anything about necessarily about a parking space. You know, this guy, for some reason, I guess he didn't think that, you know, Muslims had no place on the planet. Now, I'm not a Muslim, and as for his religion, I don't believe in Islam. But, you know, if they don't bother me, I don't bother them. I can live next door to them. They can live next door to me if they want to. You know, I'm not the. Excuse me. I'm not gonna you know, burn a cross in their yard or what have you. This is what a lot of people. This is what a lot of people do. They just whatever. You know, if you are something or somebody that they don't like. They just don't like you. You don't have to do anything to them. You know, it's like I said, they'll say, well, gee, the world would be better off without you, or without your kind, or the world would be better off without your religion. You see what I'm saying? So when these guys, these people, when you hear these words, these little buzzwords, better take heed. That's why a lot of this stuff is going on. Every day you hear of some idiot maybe going someplace and shoot up a bunch of people, or just you think it's a random shooting or murder or what have you, and you don't know the reason why. But these people, certain people, they have their little secret hatred inside of them, and you know. And you go, you out somewhere, you know, it's not, you know, we talk about racism and so forth in America. It's not just blacks have to contend with a lot of stuff when it comes down to racism. But you know, you got these people, you know, these different people of classes of. Don't have to be a race, you know, just a belief system. So, a lot of the people, Caucasian people, who think that, gee, you know, I don't have anything to worry about. You know, I don't have to contend with racism. I'm a white person, so I don't have to contend with racism. It all depends on what you believe. There are people who would say that you are better off, the world is better off without you. And what they mean is your beliefs are you. It's what you believe in. So it has gotten past just racism, and there's still racism out there, and a lot of it. But that's not the only problem. And when people think that, you know, well, I am of a certain race, so I really don't have, you know, I don't really have anything to worry about. Yes, I think you do have something to worry about. Let me tell you a little short story. In West Memphis, Arkansas, a few years ago, a guy, his son, he and his son, I'll tell you the names. It was Jerry and Joe Kane. They were what you call, or what they claim to be, sovereign citizens. And most sovereign citizens don't believe that they have to be subject to any civil law. They don't think that they have to have a license plate on their vehicles. They don't think they have to have a driver's license or what have you. Don't have to pay taxes. Now, don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to pay taxes, and I'm one, you know. I get fed up with taxes, but I know you have to pay some taxes. I know we're overtaxed, but I know we have to pay some taxes. But anyway, these guys, Jerry and Joe Kane, there's a lot of racism in West Memphis, Arkansas, and it's not no different across the bridge in Memphis, Tennessee, or any of these little cities. It's not as rampant, maybe. But anyway, the chief of police, he was very callous concerning the case where a little 12-year-old boy was shot by police from the police department, and he didn't have anything. He had he was going home or whatever, went down to the little convenience store, they had a bag in his hand, some potato chips and a drink or whatever. So they claim he pointed a gun at him. At least they thought it was a gun. It was kind of over in the projects where most of the blacks live, and they shot and killed him. So this man, he was this chief of police, he was really very callous about the whole thing. So he told the lady, the boy's mama, the little boy that was named Deontay Farrell. And she was crying and going on, and he said, well, in so many words, you know, it just happened, it happened, you know, and you need to get over it. And basically that was it, you know, the state of Arkansas supposed to investigate it, whatever. They sat down after about 3 or 4 months, their decision, about a half a page, which didn't say anything. That they were justified in, you know, killing the boy or whatever. But let me get to the point here. The chief of police had a son on the police force. So Joe and Jerry Kane happened to be coming through in a white van. I don't know what they were touring the country, and it was giving these lectures and teaching people about how to, you know, avoid the government, and you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. You're a sovereign citizen anyway. But anyway, they stopped his son and another policeman. Stopped this van because they didn't have no license plates on. They wanted to check it out, you know. And so they pulled him over and drove up behind them and was going to go up there to the vehicles to ask some questions. So Jerry and Joe Kane jumped out of the vehicles with I think they had AK-47s or whatever, and they shot down the chief of police son and another guy and killed him. And so they had called in call had went out somehow. But anyway, they cornered these guys somewhere there in West Memphis, and they resisted arrest, and they killed both of them. But this is what I'm trying to say here. Now, he thought that only people was bad people, black people. And that's what I'm trying to tell people now. Look, there are people who don't like you just because you're American. They don't care whether you're black. They don't care whether you're white. So you better, you know, get off of this kick about, gee, you know, I got it made. I don't think, you know, I don't have to be worried about racism or somebody don't like me. I'm an American. I wave the flag and I'm white. I think we're seeing something a little different from that now about these people who saying that certain people, that the world would be better off if certain people wasn't on the planet. That's why you have all these people running around, you know, doing little terrorist acts and so forth. So I don't hear these atheists talking about you know, terrorists and so forth, and maybe even crooked law enforcement, drugs and so forth. I don't hear them talking about that. They are so hung up on somebody and religion till they can't see this other stuff. But anyway, let's wake up. Let's wake up, America, because I don't want to be a guy that brings doom and gloom. But see, I was on the other side. I know what happened. I was just a kid in a World War One. I'm sorry, World War Two. But I do. I've you know, I read history. I've seen documentaries on it. I know what happened, and I have no illusions about where we're headed. When they get this new world order together, it's going to have, they're going to have this blended religion. The ones that they're going to try to fix it where everybody is going to be kind of satisfied. You know, the atheists, the religious people, what have you, and so on. So it's not going to be in a pure religion, not going to be in a pure Christianity. And that's where the problem is going to come in at. Well, I see my time is about up. See you next time. God bless.